This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning.
So blue.
It's the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. We've already gone through the first hour. Three more to go to answer as many questions as we can today. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock in Eastern time to answer all your questions. So we'll do our best to help you out. And it's a Sunday in New England, so it's that time for TB12 to get out there and win us another playoff game today. So it's a cold one, just how we like it here. So hopefully Tommy Terrific does another normal beginning of January type thing and wins us a playoff game for the Patriots. I know my father was a huge Patriots fan, so he loved these days. It's almost as excited as getting out in the garden for him. So it's cool stuff. Let's hope we get a win tonight. So in the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A little cold out there today. It's I just looked. It's 12 with a real feel of 9. So I think once it gets into the teens or the single numbers, it doesn't matter what temperature it is. It's still cold. And definitely felt that this morning. I know when my dog goes out in a little bit, she's gonna look back at me and be like, "All right, I get it. I understand why I haven't gone out yet." It's a little cold, so it's not gardening weather outside, but it is some indoor house plants. Looking at some of the stuff that you have, maybe some of the color that you have at this time of year. One of those plants that that I really didn't know much about until a couple years ago is called a Cinerea, and it's got a bunch of different flowers, colors to it, and it actually flowers in the winter into the spring. So it kind of looks like a daisy type look to it. It's different. It's not something you see this time of year. It's not something you would think about, really. It's really cool. It's got different colors. So it's got white, orange, pink, purple, or blue, and they usually have some of the colors, like the blue has a white center, the red has a white center, some of the pinks have a white center, they also have yellow centers, etc. But it's a really cool plant, because usually at this time of year there's not much flowers that's flowering. The buds aren't really there. It's usually a dormancy period for most plants. But this one, usually the growing cycle is to get them January 1st, April 1st, to be flowering. So it's something that you will give you color at this point, and multiple different colors. It's not just you know, like your pink or your red. It's a few different ones. So this one is great for indoors or a greenhouse or a sunroom. It takes 4 light full sun to filtered sun. The temperatures, it doesn't want to get below 50 degrees. It's too cold for it. So it likes the warmer temperatures to a point. You want to keep it between about like 50 and 65. You don't want it to go too much hotter than that. Some of the forest hot air areas might dry it out too quick, push the growth too quickly, and make the flowers fade early. This is not something you actually have to feed, because this is more of an annual type. It's once it's done flowering, you can cut off some of the flowers to bring some new flowers coming through. But once it's really done flowering, it's done. It's not worth actually overwintering. It's not something that you know, it's going to do well by doing that. You only want to do it, you know, one year and done. The flowers last about 4 to 6 weeks. And they're, like I said, really, really cool looking. They're not much else to it. Doesn't like it. It's not draft tolerant. It does not like a draft. Like I said, it likes those temperatures between 50 and 65. Doesn't want to go any lower than that or any higher. It kind of wants to keep that. But it'll give you some color. Full sun to filtered sunlight. And, you know, keep it watered. You don't want it to stay, like, soaked. You don't want it to sit in water. You just want to make sure you could let it sit in, like, a sink for, like, 10 minutes to absorb some of the water. Well, once you've, like, watered it, let it sit in there, dry out, drain out, etc. This plant is called Cinerea. And it's a very cool-looking one. My father did write an article about it last January. But January 18th, if you want to look up some more information, I know sometimes reading some of this information is easier than listening to it because you're trying to write things down, etc. quickly. So this is definitely one to take a look at. But it's not a plant, like I said, that you can save year after year. So it's more of a nice early winter color to get you thinking about spring and get you ready for the season. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to get you all the information you need. You know, I may not be my father, but I strive to be like him. I've always tried to follow in his footsteps and do everything I can to be like him, so hopefully I can answer some of your questions just like he would. Call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. One little tidbit that my father had put on a newsletter around this time last year was, don't forget to feed the birds at this time. You know, it's getting cold, but you know, some of those birds are still here. They need to be fed. So if you got feeders out there, make sure they're filled at this point. You know, maybe wait a little bit till it warms up just a tad, because like I said, it is bitter cold out there. But take a look. Make sure you feed those guys out there. They need your help too at this time of year. You know, they might not need it as much considering the fact that there's no snow, but you know, take a look and see what you can do to help them out. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll help you out. You know, we'll give you some information about houseplants, gardens, shrubs, trees. You know, I was thinking about it. We probably can discuss some different shrubs and trees for the season to look at. For going forward, and we talk a lot about houseplants week in and week out right now, just because of that's kind of what's going on, where you can really focus on some of your plants. So you know, maybe we talk about some different ones out there. Talk about the lawn, You know, you guys tell me what you want to talk about. You can always email me, go to our website at paulparent.com, and all the way at the bottom is a contact us. You can email with questions, and like I said, we'll help you out. Do everything we can to do that. I know we've already gotten a few newsletter sign-ups today, so definitely you can do that. We get them taken care of, and you know, you'll get them in the next couple weeks as we do them. We'll hope for the best here going forward. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know I talked about it last hour, but soil tests. I really want people to look at soil tests this year and getting those done to help with your garden. It's very, very beneficial for you. You can go to... you know, you can go to an extension. UMass has a great extension. Vermont has a great extension. I want to say New Hampshire does too. Those are some of the areas. Other areas in the country, you can definitely go. I know Penn State should have something along those lines. You know, a couple different places to do it, but I really, really think you should do it this year. Early in the spring, so you can see what's going on underground, and then you can build from there. The more you take care of the soil, the better off the garden is. The more you're taking care of underneath everything is so much better than just doing something above ground. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. In the meantime, we'll go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan's in Massachusetts.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, yes, it's from New Hampshire, but, I have two pretty good-sized mums in a basket that I forgot and left on my front stoop. Usually I'll take them in and cut them and try to, you know, revive them next spring.
Yep.
Is it too late?
It might be. What I'd like to see you do, the soil is probably frozen. So it might be a little bit too late. But what I would suggest doing is bringing them inside, trying it. What's it going to hurt at this point if it's too late? Maybe instead of bringing it right into the house where it's going to be, you know, the change in temperature is going to be like 50, 60 degrees. Maybe bring it into the garage or a basement where it's a little bit cooler to get it so it's not as shocking to the plant. To bring it in and kind of, you know, warm it up slowly versus warming it up instantly. You want it to thaw over a period versus that quick thaw like, thinking in my head, you know, thinking about like meat, you know, if the meat is better when you let it thaw a longer period of time instead of just throwing it in the microwave to get it quickly, doesn't take some of the nutrients, doesn't take some of that taste out of it. So it's kind of like the same thing. You want it to slowly come out. And then you could really try to do it. The soil might have frozen enough where it kept the microbes going on and kept the soil going and moving around down there still. So it might be beneficial for you to do that. Again, if this... Go
in
ahead.
The garage, like, till spring, or...?
Well, so you'd bring it into the garage at first. Allow it to thaw out slowly. And once it's thawed out, the soil's thawed out, then you can start to do what you normally would do to get it ready for the next season, to see if you can get it going. I'd want you to do it sooner rather than later, instead of letting it, you know, just sit in the garage and nothing happen for it. See if you can, once it thaws out, see if you can feel into the soil, feel the, you know, maybe take it out of the pot if you can. I know sometimes they're pretty big. See if you can see some white roots in there. If you're seeing white roots in there, you know, it should still be viable. And then cut it back like you normally would to try and rejuvenate it. You can bring it into the house. I don't want you to just bring it straight into the house, because that thaw could shock it even more when it starts to come out, where you would have no success at all.
Okay, great. I have one more question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
So I have Montauk daisies, and I found out about those because of your dad. He talked about them all the time, and I loved them, but what happened was, usually I tend to them and cut them back and everything. Well, I didn't this year. There was too many sicknesses and stuff. So right now, they're kind of sticking above the snow. It's snowed, obviously. Should I cut them back now, or should I just leave them?
You know, you're just seeing, like, the black stems of them?
Yeah, the dead stems, yeah.
And you could cut it back at this point, but they kind of, you know, it might be better to wait till spring once the ground's thawed and clean them up at that point. The Montauk daisy has that double pruning of the season, you know, that early spring, and then the, like, July-ish, July 4th time period, where you would cut it back again, so you can push the growth into the fall. So I think you're going to be all right. I don't see an issue with it. If the ground were thawed out, if the ground had no snow, etc., I'd say maybe cut it back. I don't want you to dig around if it's in the snow. You might do more damage, because if the stem is frozen to the snow, it could rip and not have a clean cut, versus, you know, when there's nothing there, having that clean cut and fresh so it can heal. Or if you rip it, it could do more damage than not. So that's why I think I'd wait till spring to cut it back. All right, Jen, thank you so much for the phone call. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects, from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The president says he's not worried about any of his 2020 challengers so far. In a Saturday interview, the president also saying none of the candidates in the running stand out. Trump pointed to his administration's accomplishments, saying nobody can beat his record. The president also slamming a new Washington Post report that cites unnamed sources claiming the president's concealing details of one-on-one meetings he's had with Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
We had a great conversation. We were talking about Israel and security. Israel and lots of other things, and it was a great conversation. I'm not keeping anything under wraps. I couldn't care less.
Trump was speaking there on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. A snowstorm that struck the central U.S. yesterday, causing at least 7 traffic fatalities, today belting the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we had talked about Montauk daisies with Jan, and I want to go a little bit more into them and their pruning cycle. So, like I had said, Jan could wait until the spring to cut them back. One of the things that happens with Montauk daisies is if they don't die back to the ground each winter, they'll start to create like a woody structure. And so you can prevent that by pruning each spring. So you're going to want to prune back the Montauk daisy low. Don't cut it all the way to the ground, but you want to cut it back, give it a good haircut so that it can start to force it a little bit. A lot of times you want to keep those Montauk daisies a little bit smaller, so that's why you would cut it back like this. You would clean it up and pinch it a few times during the spring. Get rid of the topmost buds. You could do it early spring and all the way up to about July 4th, pruning it back. What that does is it allows it to branch out a little bit more, get a little bit wider. Sometimes, they might start real small. You want them to go wide. This is what's going to happen with that. So pruning that, trimming off that is going to be beneficial for you. Also, one thing that I want to make sure, I get out there for the Montauk daisy. Best way to be keeping them prolonged year after year is dividing them in the spring about every 3 to 4 years, okay? You're going to notice that the center of the plant is starting to die out because it'll have stems coming out from the sides as well, but the center will start to it'll begin to die out. It won't be as full in the middle. The sides will be. At that point, you want to divide it and get it into multiple plants. get rid of the dead parts, clean it up, and then replant it, you know, separately, two separate spots. And the roots on there will start to develop. I definitely use like a Biotone starter to help with the transplant shock and get that on there. When you plant into the soil, it's definitely, you know, it's a beneficial mycorrhizae, but it's definitely beneficial for transplant shock. And that's what, you know, one of the biggest things that happens when you're dividing plants or cutting plants back, that happens. It just shocks the plant so much, it doesn't have nutrients to go back into it to say, okay, it's going to be all right, this is what we're going to do. So by using that, it's definitely very helpful. But the, you know, like I said, the Montauk daisy, you're going to want to prune it in the spring with it, you know, to about 6 inches tall in early spring. So 6 inches from the ground, you cut it back all the way around. You could shape it a little bit, say if it's, you know, got that rounding shape for you, you don't want to just have it, you know, if it has multiple stems, etc. And then you definitely want to prune it again around July 4th. And, you know, you stop pinching it back or cutting it back as soon as you're starting to see buds. But by pruning it back in July, you're going to push the buds until fall. So you have that nice fall blooming daisy versus just in the summer. So I wanted to give a little bit more information about the Montauk daisy for you guys. I know we were going up against the break, so I wanted to give some more information to Jen and everybody else. I know Jen knows a lot about the Montauk daisy from my father, but here's a few other things for you guys that don't know about it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. I was looking through some of my books, and I, you know, just flipped on to one of the pages, and I saw a different tree that you don't hear much about. It's called a tulip tree. It's a pretty cool-looking tree. It's got a decent-sized leaf on it, and it's got a green top leaf to it, whereas the underside of the leaf has a bluish white color to it, so it's pretty cool. It even flowers, has like a yellowy type flower. You know, this tree, it won't flower until it gets to be about like, you know, 15 to 20 years old, so it's going to be some decent height at that point. The one downfall with the flowers is it's usually at the top of the plant, so you're not going to be able to see them as much, but it is pretty cool. The leaves are really nice. They do change the color for the fall. They're going to be, trying to think here, had it on the tip of my tongue. It's going to be like a yellowy color. It's like the book that I have describes it as butter yellow color. So it's going to be that different yellow color that could be in the yard, but it's going to get height. Inevitably, it wants to get, according to the book here, 165 feet tall. So it's going to get some height. This isn't one that you're going to want to use for, you know, 20, 30 feet tall. It's not something you can prune back to keep it like that. It does like to put a lot of growth each year. So, you know, it's actually something that can be in Canada all the way down to Florida for the, you know, different types of conditions. So it's very versatile. It's a cool-looking plant. And, again, it's called the tulip tree. Likes full sun, obviously, because it's going to get so big, so it likes that sun. It gets pollinated by the bees, so, you know, it's definitely something that we take care of the bees with this. Add some of the plants that bees want to be part of. And this is definitely one of them. So, I thought it was pretty cool tree to talk about, tulip tree. Again, like I said, gets huge. The leaves are probably the size of a hand, maybe a little bit bigger, maybe a little bit smaller, depending upon, you know, the size of the hand. But it's a pretty cool looking shrub. It almost looks like a glove, like not a mitten, but like a glove almost. So I like it for that reason. But that's an idea to look at in the spring. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. and we'll do everything we can to help you out. We're, I believe this year's spring starts March 20th, and we're not that far away. We're far, but you know, we're in the 60s days of before spring. So think about that. Spring is on the way. You know, we're a little bit through winter, maybe 3 weeks through winter, but time to think spring. One of the things my father used to do, and I remember this as a kid, and at first I'd be like, oh my goodness, what is he doing? My father would get silk flowers, and before just to kind of think spring, he would take the silk flower stems, get them into soil in the house where the soil was thawed, and then bring them outside and put them on the steps. So it looked like we had color, different flowers going on. Meanwhile, they never died. They were the silk flowers. I just remember as a kid going, what is he doing? Dad, what are you doing? And you'd come home from school one day, he did it, or, you know, he did it on the weekend, and you'd walk outside and be like, oh, yep, he's up to it again. You know, it'd be just a funny conversation piece, because different neighbors would come over and say, oh, you know, the first time, where'd you get those? Oh, yeah, I just went to Ann and Hope, or I went to this fabric store, or whatever. You know, so it's kind of funny. He used to do that all the time, and we'd get a kick out of it. You know, once you got a little bit older, you were like, oh, Dad, when are you putting those out? So pretty funny that he did, but you can do that too to fool your neighbors. Get some of those out there. That'd be pretty cool. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Phil in Sterling, Mass.
Phil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I just had a quick question about my apple trees. So normally I put this kind of like tar paper around the base to try to stop rodents and stuff in the winter. And yep. This year I bought some green fabric. It was advertised for the same thing, but it definitely doesn't feel the same. Is that as effective as the tar paper?
Well, I think with the tar paper it's a little bit thicker. This green fabric, is it one that is you know, when you say it's fabric, is it just like a sheet of fabric, or is it no. Does it have anything built into it?
Yeah, it's made for similar. It also said it was try to keep, you know, the moisture in a little in the winter to help the thin bark from drying out, and it stretches a little bit. It's not just like fabric from like Joann Fabric. It's a horticultural fabric. That's
okay. Now, did you say you haven't been successful with it already?
I haven't even tried it yet, because I was debating when I saw it, and I was kind of like, well, I just want to make sure it's going to help with the bugs and the rodents. That's my big concern.
Yeah, I mean, anything you can put on the outside of the stem of a tree or shrub like that would definitely be beneficial. Especially with some of the insects, too. It just they don't like to crawl up as much. That tar paper is a little bit rougher, so that's why it works so well. Yeah. When like an insect tries to bite on it, it's not the best for them. But I don't see why the fabric wouldn't be bad. I can see why it would work.
Okay.
The stretchability is the best thing for it, especially depending upon how far up you go on the shrub. Whereas some of the shrub could move a little bit here and there. I don't see it as being a bad thing. I know that the rodents, because there hasn't been a lot of snow cover, have been getting after trees and shrubs. I mean, the garden center I work at in Winchester, we had an area that we overwintered some Japanese maples. And, you know, we overwinter them by mulching them in, filling them up. And basically what we did because of the mulch, we made ramps up to the pot for rodents to get to the top. And they were starting to gnaw on some of the stems. You can see, like, the scratches, et cetera. You know, having no snow cover does that. So we got the, you know, there's that plastic nursery wrap that is about an inch thick and goes around. So we got that to use, and that's been helpful. But I think this fabric that, you know, breathable, allows the water in, etc., might be more beneficial for somebody like yourself, because, you know, you might be able to forget it a little bit in the spring because of the moisture, because it's mobile. You won't have to worry about taking it off as early, whereas in a retail setting at a garden center, we want to make sure it's off so you can see the plant and see everything early. So I think that's why it might be more beneficial, because you don't need it to take it off right away in the spring. You might be able to leave it on there for a little bit longer, especially New England. You never know when spring's going to start or winter's going to end. I think it could be beneficial for you, definitely.
Awesome. Great. All right, Phil. Thanks for keeping the show going.
Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it. We're going to keep it going as long as we can. Keep my dad's legacy alive. So thank you so much for calling. And we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Be back on the other side of the break to answer more of your gardening questions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping. shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardens Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. I know we did have a call on the line, but it dropped, so call back. We'll definitely help you out to answer your gardening questions. But, you know, if not, you can go to our website at paulparent.com and go all the way to the bottom where it says contact us, and you can email us, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. It might take a little bit of time for us to get back to you. I've been dealing with a sick child for about 2 weeks now. It's been about 15 days, the poor girl. I feel bad for her right at this moment. She just hasn't been herself, so it's been, the cold in my house has been all over the place, so you know, hopefully not everybody's dealing with the same thing. I know I got two young girls in daycare, so I get to have all the germs that they get from there brought home to me, so it's exciting. I'm pretty sure I probably did that to my parents too, so I guess it's coming back at me, but you know, the point of this is I've been dealing with a lot of family stuff with some sicknesses, so it's going to take me a little bit of time to get back to all the questions. I've gotten back to a few here and there over the past 2 weeks of who's been emailing, but I'll do the best I can to help out going forward. We're looking at some great new stuff for the 2019 season, looking at what we can add and what products we should really talk about that would be beneficial for you, the gardeners out there. You know, we talk every other week with natural alternatives. with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. We're, you know, excited. We have another full year with them to discuss their products and everything that they're about. And I've talked about it before, but I love their product that they put out, but I love the fact that they want you to call them. They want you to call and ask questions. If you look at a lot of companies out there, they kind of just, you know, when you call, it goes to, you know, hit one for this, hit two for this, and then it'll go to another one. Do you want to talk about this? Do you want to talk about this? These are people who want to talk to you and answer your questions and help you going forward. So it's awesome. So it's one of the reasons why we've had them as a sponsor, because we believe in their product almost as much as they do. So you know, definitely take a look at Natural Alternatives. For those of you in the, you know, northern part of New England who have snow, they got ice melt, a couple different types. We've talked about it every other week, but it's a great ice melt. Like I said, I've seen it. It's results at my parents' house, but I haven't seen it at my house in person. I have some ready to go. If it ever snows in Lowell, Mass, I, you know, have some, a couple inches of snow, I'd love to see it. You know, it's dreary looking out there, looking at, and you know, all the stuff you can't do. You can't really do much for the garden, and you know, it's just too, it's either too cold or it's too warm. It's just going to shock the system of the plants. So, you know, bring on winter. We want some snow. You know, not a lot of snow. We want some snow. That happy medium, if we could. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So, you know, feel free to give us a call. There's no question that, you know, is silly or is you know, there's something we can do, something we can help out with. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. If I don't know the answer, I will let you know, and I will do some research on it. I like to do some of this research here and there so that I can keep fresh with what's new. I always learn something new when I'm reading different books. You know, one of the books that I've been reading every week is a houseplant book that is called The Indoor Plant Bible. I want to say that the name's Dorte Nissen, Dorte Nissen. Awesome little book. Great information for the houseplants if you have it. So it's something I'd look at to help you out too. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be back in the 8 o'clock hour to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.